Pinna.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hi, my name is Adam Gidwitz. I'm an author. I'm also a storyteller. I like telling all kinds of stories, but I especially like telling grim fairy tales. You may think you know grim fairy tales, and you may think that they are sweet and boring. But listen, those tales you heard were the cute, happy, little kid bedtime versions of the grim tales. The original grim fairy tales aren't like that at all. They're weird, and sometimes gross, and often scary. In other words, they're grim. And I'm about to host a virtual storytelling session and tell one of the original grim tales to a bunch of kids. Do you want to join me? Do you want to hear a grim fairy tale? I don't know if you said yes or no because I can't hear you, so let me help you decide. This is the second part of a tale called The Strange Red Fox. If you haven't listened to part one yet, you're gonna want to go back and do that now. On a scale of grim, grimmer, and grimmest, the first part of this story was grimmer. But this second part is grimmest. There's a lot of death, and some scary moments. So, yeah, this is grimmest. You have been warned. If I get to a part of the story and you start to feel scared or uncomfortable, this is what you could do. You could turn down the volume and count to five. Then turn the volume back up. If it still seems like a part you don't want to hear, turn it down and count to five again. You know how much weird and gross and scary you're ready for. You know what you need. Okay, I'm about to join the session. There are kids inside waiting to hear a grim fairy tale. So, are you coming in? Grim, grimmer, grimmest.
Hi,
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, so here we are, ready for Strange Red Fox, Part 2.
Yay.
There was a question last time about when you should listen to someone, when you should trust them. Who was the girl trusting and she shouldn't have?
Her sisters.
Yeah.
And what was the deal with the Red Fox? Do you think that she should listen to him and trust him or not?
Definitely, you should.
Yes.
Are there any questions about, like, sometimes you shouldn't, or when should you trust yourself and not the fox?
When you should trust yourself when deep down you definitely know this isn't right.
Fascinating. One of the things that I like doing is I like asking questions that I actually don't know the answer to myself. And so thank you guys for sharing your thoughts on these questions, because I'm being challenged. Okay. The Strange Red Fox, Part 2.
Once upon a time, a little girl was riding on the tail of a red fox.
Do you remember specifically where is she going right now?
The golden bird.
The little girl and the red fox came to a forest and to a small, humble house with smoke rising from a single chimney. The fox said,
"Go inside. There will be an old woman sitting in a rocking chair."
Does this remind you of anything?
Yeah.
The old lady in the woods.
Oh, interesting. Another grimmest tale. Why does it remind you of that story?
Because there's a fox that talks in The Old Lady in the Woods.
Very interesting.
The fox went on,
"The old lady will seem very kind, but do not speak to her, whatever you do. There will be a room with a blue door. Do not go in there. There is another room with a red door. Go in there. There will be all sorts of birds, including the golden bird."
That's definitely the old lady, because the blue door and the rocking chair and the birds.
The fox continued,
"Go, take the golden bird and run out as fast as you can."
Now it's even more like the old lady in the woods, because yeah. You can't talk to the lady and there's a room with a blue door that has the ring.
That's exactly...
with the fox.
Yeah. Are you copywriting?
are you asking if I'm plagiarizing? Like I'm stealing somebody else's
strike.
Words?
Yeah, you are.
So, since I wrote the story, The Old Lady in the Woods, if this one connects to that story, that's not called plagiarism. That's called, I don't know.
Wow, you're plagiarisming yourself.
I resent that. I am connecting the stories.
The little girl got off the red fox's tail and went to the door of the small, humble house. She turned the knob and walked in. Just as the red fox had predicted, there was an old woman sitting in a rocking chair in front of a fireplace, sewing. The old lady looked up.
"Oh, hello, little girl,"
said the old lady kindly.
"Can I help you?"
The old woman smiled so sweetly that it seemed wrong not to at least say hello to her.
Should she?
Oh, no.
You're
creating your own death!
The little girl had ignored the red fox's advice twice before, and both times it seemed that the red fox really had been trying to help her. So she walked straight past the old woman, past a bright blue door, to a room with a red door.
Little girl, what are you doing?
The old woman called.
Hey, that's private. Can I help you?
The little girl opened the red door.
Stop that. Stop that at once.
The little girl couldn't believe her eyes. It was a room full of birds. Doves and crows, robins and blue jays, ostriches and peacocks, and all sorts of birds she had never seen or heard of before. They were cooing and cawing, singing and calling, and making sounds she didn't know the names of.
Can you come up with a bird sound that has never existed before? That's terrifying.
And in the middle of them all, in a dull brown cage, sat the golden bird. The little girl ran into the room, grabbed the cage, and ran out again.
Stop! Thief!
The old lady cried, and then her tone changed.
Birds, get her!
Oh, they know it's
my gosh.
Suddenly, the little girl was surrounded by the menagerie of birds, pecking at her and pulling at her and tripping her and beating her with their wings.
Now everybody, make the bird sounds that you just invented. Go.
She pushed through them, out the front door, but they followed, flapping and running and flying and doing everything that they could to stop her. The red fox cried,
"Hurry!"
The little girl jumped on his tail and whoosh! They were off and away again. This time, the little girl laughed as they rode. The wind whistled in her hair and the sun was shining and she was riding on a fox and she had two golden apples and the golden bird. Life was good. Finally, the red fox and the little girl arrived back at the edge of the forest where they'd first met. The red fox stopped, and the little girl got off his back.
"Thank you, Fox,"
the little girl said.
I think I should have trusted you all along. I'm sorry."
But the red fox said,
"No, you were trusting your own judgment, thinking things through for yourself. You never have to apologize for that. But I am glad that I have earned your trust, because I have one more thing to ask of you."
"What? Anything. I'll do anything."
And the red fox said,
"Any guesses?"
"I am your father."
"No."
What the red fox said was,
"Please, little girl, cut off my head."
"What? Now that's grimaced."
"What?"
exclaimed the little girl.
"Cut off my head, and then you will have repaid me."
The little girl stammered,
I could never."
"Please, trust me. I want you to cut off my head."
While the red fox was begging, the little girl thought back to what her father used to say. If you were told to cut off someone's head, would you believe that was a good idea too? With her father's voice still echoing in her memory, the little girl said,
"I'm sorry, Fox, no. I will not cut off your head."
The red fox sighed so, so sadly.
"Oh, well. Then at least let me give you some advice before I leave you. Do not sit on the edge of a well, and do not trust your sisters."
Her sisters? The little girl had forgotten all about them. She asked the red fox,
"Where are they? Do you know?"
So the red fox told her about the two inns, how one was warm and inviting and the other cold and forlorn, and how her sisters were trapped in the warm and inviting one, but that she should never go in there, no matter how inviting it seemed. And he reminded her again,
"No matter what happens, do not trust your sisters."
And off he went.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
The little girl hurried through the wood until she came to the place where the two inns stood. When she got there, she saw her two sisters in the window of the inviting inn. Music was playing inside, and people were laughing. The little girl was about to rush in after her sisters.
Oh, no.
But then she remembered what the red fox had said, and how he had never yet led her astray. After a moment, she went up to the window and tapped on the glass. Her sisters looked at her, but they did not remember her. They didn't even remember their own names.
Wait, what are their names? Are their names Fred?
Yeah, it's Fred and Fred.
The older sisters did not recognize their youngest sister, and they went back to laughing and eating and drinking in the inn. The little girl tapped on the window again, but this time she held up the two golden apples and the cage with the golden bird. Well, the older sisters still didn't remember her, and they didn't remember anything about two golden apples and a golden bird, but they were mightily attracted to the gold. So they left the inn and came outside. And as soon as they did, the spell was broken, and they remembered who they were. They ran to their little sister and hugged her and kissed her. As they made their way home together, the little girl told them all about her adventures.
And there was a talking fox.
As she spoke, her sisters became jealous. Their little sister would get all the credit for retrieving the golden apples and finding the golden bird, and they would look like fools. The eldest sister turned to the middle sister and whispered,
"How do you like that, sister?"
The middle sister replied,
"I don't like it at all, sister."
"They're gonna kill her. They're gonna try to kill her."
It was a hot day, so the three sisters soon stopped at a well. The eldest sister brought some water up with the bucket, and then turned to the youngest sister.
"Come, sit next to me on the edge of the well."
No, remember what the fox told her not to.
The little girl knew better than to sit on the edge of a well. And besides, the red fox had just told her not to. But the middle sister said,
"Oh, it feels so nice to let your feet dangle in the cool darkness."
And the eldest sister said,
"It feels so nice to sit here and drink this cold water."
And they both said,
"It feels so nice to be sisters."
Well, the little girl wanted to feel all of those things.
Especially, which one?
To feel nice to be sisters.
Being sisters.
So the little girl went and sat on the edge of the well beside her sisters. Because if they were doing it, how dangerous could it be? Which is when they pushed her in, and she fell to the bottom of the well, and she drowned.
What?
The end.
Is that the end?
The older sisters grabbed the golden apples and the golden bird and hurried for home. When they arrived, their father rejoiced to see them at last.
"You're home! And you have the golden apples! And the golden bird!"
And then he noticed something.
"Wait, where's your sister?"
With tears in their eyes, they told their father how the little girl had sat on the edge of a well, despite them begging her not to, and she had fallen in and drowned.
"Is that true?"
"No."
"They begged her to do it."
"Yeah."
The gardener cried. Then he dried his tears and took the golden apples, the golden bird, and his two surviving girls to the king to show him what wonderful, clever, trustworthy daughters he had.
"Uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
I know it's terrible, but I personally wish the fox would cut their heads off.
Oh.
Agreed. Yeah.
Meanwhile, back at the well, the little girl was dead.
No, that's not how to end a story.
But soon, the red fox came trotting along. He reached his snout down into the well and lifted the little girl out with his teeth. And he breathed into her nostrils with his cold, black nose. And the little girl woke up.
What do you think happened?
CPR.
She magically came back to life.
Either she magically came back to life, or that's exactly just fox CPR.
The little girl lay on the ground, coughing and sputtering. Sitting beside her was the red fox. Also, an axe. The little girl sat up. The fox watched her for a while. At last, he sighed miserably and said,
I've given you good advice again and again, and now I've saved your life. Please, won't you show your faith in me by doing the one thing I ask for myself?
And he gestured at the axe with his snout.
What is he asking her to do?
Cut off his head. Yeah.
The little girl didn't know what to say. When should you listen to someone and trust them? Are there times to trust someone even when what they say makes no sense? The girl didn't know.
So there is a word for trusting someone or something even when you have no evidence that what they're saying is true. Does anyone know what word that is? If you trust someone even though you have no reason to believe in them, or you believe in an idea
crazy.
Even though you have no...
crazy.
Even if you have no evidence that it's true, but you still trust them, there is a word for that that starts with the letter F.
Friendship.
Following.
Faith.
Faith. That's the word I was thinking of.
Oh.
The little girl took one long last look at the miserable fox. Then she stood up and picked up the axe. And she cut off his head. And the red fox died. And then, something very strange happened. The red fox's little body began to change. It grew, and changed some more.
Into a human? I knew it.
Soon, standing in front of the little girl was a tall man with a red beard and a red coat. He looked like a wizard, because he was a wizard. He explained that...
What?
The old lady in the cottage turned him into a fox instead of a wizard. And only for some child to chop off his head, he would go back into the tall, handsome wizard he was before.
Completely wrong.
Oh.
Actually, pretty much exactly right.
He explained that when he was a wizard, he had angered the witch who lived in the cabin with the birds. He had told her a lie, which he shouldn't have done. The witch became enraged and told him that she had lost all faith in him and that no one should ever trust him again. And then she cursed him by turning him into a fox. She liked turning people into foxes. And the curse could only be lifted if someone had faith in him again. Which no one had. Until the little girl came along. Now the red-bearded wizard, who used to be a fox, asked the girl if she wanted to come and be his apprentice, so she might learn how to be a wizard herself one day.
Who would say yes to that?
Me.
Me.
Yeah, I want to be a wizard too, very much.
The little girl asked,
what about my father and sisters?
But the wizard told her that she didn't have to worry about them anymore. They had gotten their reward. For the gardener and the sisters had gone to the king, and showed him the golden apples and the golden bird. And at first, the king had been very excited. But then he had asked the older sisters questions about how they'd gotten the apples and the bird. And their story was so outlandish and unbelievable, and they kept contradicting each other because they hadn't done any of those things themselves, that the king didn't believe them.
Something doesn't add up here.
And he shouldn't have, because they were, after all, lying. The king questioned the older sisters until they admitted that the youngest sister had been the one to recover the apples and the bird, and that they had killed her for them. And so the king announced their punishment.
And what do you think that punishment should be?
I think they should hang them by their pinky fingers and let the witch in the cottage with the brooms pet them to death.
Hang them by their thumbs until they die.
I like that.
Put them in a barrel that full of nails poking out, and then roll them down a hill into a pool of lava, and then blow the barrel up. Yeah.
That would be thorough. They would be dead.
So the older sisters were put to death, and the father went back to his cottage to tend the golden apple tree. And he thought of his girls, all three of them, all the time.
Why is he thinking of his girls? He treated his girls wrong in their whole life.
He regretted it.
Meanwhile, the little girl became the red-bearded wizard's apprentice, and she grew up into a very powerful and very wise wizard herself. And she learned the answer to every question in the world, except for one. When should you have faith? Not even wise and powerful wizards can answer that one, for sure. Nevertheless, she lived happily ever after. The end.
Is that the moral?
I don't know. What do you think?
The moral is, you'll never know when to have faith in someone, but trust yourself. Oh, that sounds so cheesy.
Yeah, we try not to do cheese, but maybe I got a little close.
I still kind of want to know what's in the blue door.
Yeah.
You know what? You can find out if you listen to The Old Lady in the Woods. In that story, somebody goes in the blue door.
So it was connected.
Grim, Grimmer, Grimmest is a Pinna original production, created, written, and narrated by me, Adam Gidwitz, author of A Tale, Dark and Grim. Co-written by Allie Horn. Produced and edited by Ilana Milner. Casting by Paula Gammon-Wilson. Voice direction by Ilana Milner and Paula Gammon-Wilson. Sound design and mixing by Beat Street NYC. Executive produced by Anne Richards. Production support by Ashley Beecher and Thaddeus Danqua. Characters voiced by Allison Lee Rosenfeld, Barrett Letty, Billy Bob Thompson, Colin Ryan, Eddie Lee, Erica Schroeder, Rachel Slotke, Ryan Nichols, and Shelley Baez. Special thanks to all the kids who joined us for our storytelling sessions. You guys are awesome.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.